Coming at you live from the KTSW studios in San Marcos, Texas, this is Bobcat Radio.
Well, hello there, San Marcos. You're listening to Bobcat Radio. I don't know which edition this is, but it's Monday, September 30th here. After a great weekend of Texas State sports, I'm here alongside Mason Moore, our producer today, Connor McKinnon as well. Today we've got a great show, as we always do. The show consists of a little bit of banter, as we always do, and kind of like recapping what happened over the weekend. And then Jake Spavadal is going to call in about 11:10, so that's going to be a really nice treat there for our listeners. Mason, how are you doing, brother?
I am doing amazing here on this Monday morning. How are you today, Garrett?
Good, man. Yeah, I mean, Connor, I know that you are on some different kind of some mess right here, turning all the dials. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Monday morning, but we're going to get through it together. We'll be fine.
Texas State soccer. I'm just going to go right into it, guys. Texas State soccer, 0-2-1 in conference play. Have not scored a goal in conference play. Over the weekend, draw against Little Rock on Friday. And, of course, Little Rock was the team that beat them in the conference tournament last year in the championship game. And then lost versus Arkansas State. They take the L there, and then now they're heading back here. Actually, the next game, they'll be playing against ULM 3-6-2. They're going to ULM to play that one on Friday. And then coming back here, Appalachian State, to come over to Bobcat Soccer Complex to play them. Let's see some season stats for some of their players. So ULM's got a couple players with 3 goals, Taylor Alteri and Melissa Taft. And then goalkeeping is more of a tandem for ULM. Angel Haley and Ryan Kasner have split time, but have given up 27 goals in 11 games together. So ULM's not looking like a fierce opponent for Texas State. App State, on the other hand, is doing a little better. They're 4-5-2. Ava Dawson, 4 goals, 2 assists on the year. Kristen Brown, 5 assists. Carrie Eagleston, 15 goals allowed in 11 games. So that goes over some Texas State soccer that's going on this weekend. And then, of course, San Marcos football played a little bit on Friday night, played Judson High School Rockets. They went over to Converse to play that game. The Rattlers lost 62-14, but it wasn't about that. I mean, it was really about this, really nice story that they're, having orange wristbands celebrating, or not celebrating, but praying for a player on Judson's squad that has leukemia right now. And so it was just a nice piece. Tune into the update tonight to catch a little bit of that story there with myself. And, they're on a bye this week, so they go and host Cibolo Steel on October 11th here at Rattler Stadium.
Cibolo.
Cibolo?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Cibolo.
Cibolo.
Okay. Well, thank you for the correction there, Mason. And then Texas State Volleyball catches a few wins against the first Sun Belt Conference opponents that they're playing, both Louisiana teams, Louisiana Lafayette on Friday night, and then Louisiana Monroe yesterday during the day. Connor, you were at the game. What were your initial thoughts there?
The game against ULM was really fantastic to see. Offensively, they played really well, capitalized on a lot of ULM's turnovers that they had, but also Shine Husky. She's been absolutely dominant. She just was on another level. She continued her performance, her 21 kill performance against Louisiana, but also Tierney Scott. She ended the game on a block. She ended the game on a block after she ended a game against Sam Houston State with a kill. So she's kind of turning into the closer along with Jillian Slaughter. So it's really great to see.
Yeah, I totally agree. Connor and I, well, it's really Connor. Every time Janelle Fitzgerald, Cheyenne Husky, and Tierney Scott are on that front line, it's just like, wow. 6'2", 6'1", and 6 foot. Those women are intimidating up there, and they rack up those kills. Like, it was really a competition on Sunday to see who would have the most kills. It ended up being Cheyenne Husky, but Janelle and Tierney were right behind her. And that's not to leave out Emily mm-hmm. DeWalt with what she ended up having, like 42 assists.
Yeah, she's been having 40 assists blocks. Like it's nothing. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's absolutely incredible. We were trying to get her for an interview afterwards, but ESPN Plus ended up getting her. She's
Oh, man.
But we got Tierney Scott. Yeah. I think that's good. I think it's a good
no,
one.
No, I totally agree, especially because Connor and I were doing that Sam Houston game, and it was just so perfect for Tierney to get her 15th kill to end the game against Sam Houston and then get that block bounce off the Warhawks defender's face at the end yesterday. It was just, who else, you know? It was just so perfect. Great Scott.
Great Scott, as I would say.
Connor says.
All right, we're going to play a quick game, and then we'll recap a little bit of the football game. But this is going to be guess this volleyball player. So far, I've brought some stats into play from both.
I didn't even know we were doing this.
This is new.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to be surprised. So these are combined stats from both games over the weekend. So this Texas State volleyball player had 20 total kills this weekend, good for third on the team in both games combined.
Do we have to, like, raise our hand, or can we just guess?
Just go.
I'm going to guess Tierney.
20 kills total from the last two games?
Yes.
I want to say Courtney Heiser. Yes!
Nice. Connor got nice. It.
Yes!
And as nice. For you, Mason.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You were wrong there. Okay, this next...
You should have given me the answer, so I sounded smart on air. I didn't know we were doing this.
All right, hey,
you game first, you're last.
If you game first, you're last. Okay, Connor's up 1-0. This Texas State player had the most digs of any player in both games with 35.
Brooke Johnson. Or Micah Come on, Mason. Goodwitty.
Whoa, pick an answer over
okay,
there,
I'll,
Connor.
I'll take... that's close, because I know Emily DeWalt's been playing really well, too. I got to go Brooke Johnson.
I'm going to say Emily DeWalt.
All right, Mason with the victory on that one.
I knew I was checking the stats last game.
I was not sure. I was pretty
Emily had the most digs right, last game.
Speed answer wins on this one, okay, guys? This Texas State player had 78 attacking attempts. Easily the most for both games total.
Shine Husky.
Connor wins it.
I don't know. I was about to play.
You got me.
First, I'm going to end
so
it.
Fast people look not fast.
So, yeah, there is our game of the week. Guess this volleyball player. Want to say shout out to those Texas State volleyball players. They are outstanding this season. Wow. And then we go back into football here right before we have our interview with Head Coach Jake Spavadal here in about 3.5 minutes or so. But a total complete game again from the Bobcats. Heading into halftime, it's 3-3, and the defense has quite a few turnovers in the first half, including a blocked punt from Mason Hayes, and you know, like a bunch of great plays from the Bobcats in the first half didn't amount to a lot of scoring, and then the second half gets the run game going. Gresh Jensen has himself a game with 22 completions and 250 yards as well, 2 touchdowns. And, you know, it looks like Texas State's on a roll. We're going to hear from Coach Babel here in just a second, but what are your guys' thoughts on the game?
Well, one thing I noticed was the second half explosion. You didn't really expect that from this offense, and it's really impressive to see that Gresh Jensen got going, but also the running game. The running game for the last two games, I believe, has been the key for this Texas State team, because look at any other facet, any football game, the running game really gets the passing going, and that offensive line really stepped up in my mind, and I think that made the difference.
That's right. Twyford with a 4.3 yards per carry, and Brown with 3.6 after Anthony Taylor got hurt. But yeah, after a 3-3 half, the Bobcats really did explode there. To finish, I'm sure Coach Spav had some expert words to tell them there.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And what was really, I mean, kind of like a low-scoring game, because it was projected to be a fairly high-scoring game.
Yeah.
So when you're watching it, you're like, wow, this is the battle of the defenses here. But turned around, Texas State offense got going.
Caleb Twyford also with 17 attempts on the ground, 75 yards rushing, or 73 total, excuse me, 4.3 average per rush. And then Micah Hiltz, 4 catches, 64 yards, 1 touchdown. He catches his first touchdown. So we'll have questions for Jake Spavadal and more here soon on Bobcat Radio. Like I said, listen to Bobcat Radio with DJ Maceface and Connor McKinnon. We'll be back in just a moment.
KTSW is sponsored by the Mala Luna Music Festival. Mala Luna is taking place October 26th and 27th at the Nelson Wolf Stadium parking lot in San Antonio. Featuring Russ, Diplo, Miguel, Juice WRLD, YG, Playboi Carti, DaBaby, Trippie Redd, Summer Walker, Rick Ross, and many more. Full lineup and tickets at MalaLuna.com.
KTSW is supported by the 26th Annual Austin Film Festival and Conference, October 24th to the 31st. 8 days of award season contenders, indie hits, cult classic retrospectives, and acclaimed filmmakers. Info, film passes, and badges at AustinFilmFestival.com.
The feeling of getting to play with friends after school and laugh in the sun. Don't you remember it? You've grown up, but now you can help today's kids get that same feeling by donating your time to the Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Texas. Volunteer at one of their after-school programs, charter schools, or summer camps that give kids the safe environment to grow and socialize. Head on over to bgcsct.org where you can find all the resources you'll need to sign up and volunteer to help the kids of South Central Texas reach their full potential. A message from KTSW, the other side of radio.
This is Chris Summer from KRLD Radio in Dallas-Fort Worth. You're listening to Bobcat Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Bobcat Radio here with Garrett Martin, DJ Maceface, Mason Moore, and Connor McKinnon. Coach, we have Coach Spavadal on. Can you hear us, Coach?
I got you, man.
All right, Coach. How are you doing? I know this is a great weekend for you.
Yeah, good. You know, we're back at it. You know, we're such as coaches, we're so process-driven. You know, we had a good win versus Nicholls State, you know, to do back-to-back wins. And now we got a little time to catch our breath, but, you know, we're still trying to get on the recruiting road. So we're putting game plans together and making sure that we're recovering as a team and we're getting ahead on ULM because we had a 12-day span before we played Louisiana Monroe on a Thursday night.
Yeah, and then it's been 2 weeks since you kind of like told us, the media, you know, this is our new season. Now you're 2-0 since this new season, quote unquote, has begun for you. So, like, how has this process been, like, kind of like passing this message along to your guys?
It's actually been pretty funny because a lot of people are looking at us a little crazy when they say we're 2-0. You know, but it was the whole thing of going through a tough non-conference stretch of, you know, three really good teams. You know, these kids have been through a lot. We put a lot of work in. We're not going to be defined by those first three games of the season. So it was all about, you know, getting a win after Georgia State. And then the goal became 2-0 to get a win after Nicholls State. Now our goal goes to 3-0 as we prepare for Louisiana Monroe. So I think the kids are bought in. I think, you know, I'm the happiest, you know, just to see them, you know, celebrate afterwards. You know, run around the stadium, sing the fight song in the locker room, do all the things that, you know, winning entails. So I think these kids are bought in on what they're doing, and I think they're just ready to get back to work and keep stacking days and go and play a good ULM team on a national TV game.
That's awesome. Coach, tied 3-3 on Saturday at halftime. What adjustments did you and offensive coordinator Coach Stitt make?
It was all about just staying the course. You know, they came out and started doing a couple of things a little bit differently that we hadn't prepared for and hadn't seen yet. And I thought, you know, Coach McGuire and Coach Berger and Coach Antoine, everybody was all being, like, had great dialogue in the locker room and made sure that we all got on the same page and made adjustments in the run game and the pass game. And it was more just about making sure that we kept Rush comfortable and didn't ask him to do too much, and I thought they came out and they executed pretty well as a unit in that second half.
And then, of course, talk about individual players here. Twyford has another pretty successful game. Micah Hiltz catches his first touchdown pass and has 60 yards, you know, in receiving yards, and then also Gresh Jensen hitting all these guys in stride. You know, talk about individual performances if you can.
Yeah, you know, we gave Gresh the player of the game just based off of, you know, what he's been through and how he is managing the game. You know, I thought that he struggled in that first half, and he came out and kind of put that to rest and came out and played some efficient football and put us in a lot of great situations to win the game. So I was really pleased with how Gresh didn't stop fighting and ended up finishing off the game on a high note. You know, you talk about Micah. Micah is just a short time coming for him, a long time coming for him. He's just he continues to get better. You know, he's a guy that you see versus Wyoming, he gets tackled on the 1 yard line and he ends up finally putting one in this game. And, you know, he's still got a long ways to go and he keeps getting better. Just love the kid's mentality. Just, you know, happy to see him finally get in the end zone. He still got tackled on the 1 yard line on another play too, but you know he finally got his first taste of being in the end zone. And then you talk about Twyford. Twyford's been playing at a high level. You know, we gave him 17 rushes. You know, we're kind of banged up at the running back position with AT being out, and Robert Brown went down, and we're moving a lot of guys in, so his load we ended up increasing. And I thought Twyford, you know, he's got that make you miss ability, but like he really showed the resiliency of just, you know, playing through a lot of pain and, you know, playing a lot of snaps for us. And, you know, he definitely is well deserving to be talked about.
That's great. Coach, last week we talked about the turnover battle against Georgia State. How big was it to yet again win the turnover battle, this time against Nicholls State?
Yeah, our defense is playing at an extremely high level. I think, you know, I don't know where they're at, but they have 11 takeaways on the year, which is probably putting them around top 15, top 10 in the country. And it's just amazing how they create turnovers. And, you know, I think our offense is doing better. You know, we had the one kind of hiccup of throwing an interception in the first half last week. But, you know, we're not turning it over like we were at the beginning of this season. And you just got to be overall pleased with how we're taking care of the football and we're creating turnovers, just because that's how you win games and that's how you play complementary football. And I think the kids are starting to kind of live it like a lifestyle, talking about defensively, where we preach it every single day about trying to get the ball out and force turnovers, and they're doing a great job of doing that.
Coach, I know the game was kind of scrappy for your team, and we saw a couple key players kind of exit the game. What injuries are new to you this week, and then what has your squad sustained in the game against Nicholls State?
Injury, nothing really crazy. You know, we're just banged up a little bit. You know, you had a lot of guys with some rolled ankles, like Bilo had a rolled ankle, but he should be good for the ULM game. You know, it's just that point of the season where the bye week is coming at a perfect time for us, where, you know, there's a lot of recovery aspects of what we're trying to do and make sure that we can get our guys as healthy as possible. But there's nothing severe right now with any of our injuries, just the typical bumps and bruises and the attrition of the season.
That's good to hear. And speaking of a bye week, this is your first one as a head coach. What does a bye week look like while you're here at Texas State?
You know, this one's kind of interesting because it's not your typical bye week, because we play on a Thursday, so you have 12 days before you play. So we've gone to work. We met and recovered the kids yesterday, and today is our game plan day. So we've been in here all morning and trying to get ahead on ULM, and we're going to practice these guys Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays to make sure that we're getting everything we can out of it, and make sure that we're getting healthy, but also getting a jump on ULM. And then I'm out recruiting this weekend. You know, that's got to be an important part for us, is get on the road and, you know, try to, you know, stay ahead in the recruiting trail and try to get as many guys coming in as possible. So it's actually an even busier week than you would like, because when you get to Sunday, that's our Tuesday practice. So we're going to be working all over the weekend. So, really not much downtime, just trying to get ahead on ULM and get on the road recruiting.
Coach, yeah, I'm wondering about the recruiting trail. Where are you starting and, you know, like, where are you finishing? And is that information confidential?
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of stay local Friday morning. You know, I got a luncheon that I got to speak at as well, and then I'm going to head down to Houston to see one of our recruits.
Gotcha. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, scouting ahead of ULM. Matt Vidor has led ULM to like a 2-2 start, beat South Alabama last week, 30-17 last weekend. What's your initial thoughts on him and his program?
I think they're a really good team. I think they're playing at an extremely high level. The record doesn't really speak for it, just because, you know, they took Florida State into overtime and lost 45-44. You know, they played Iowa State right after them, and then they beat a South Alabama team, and then now they're on the road this Saturday playing Memphis. So they've played an extremely tough non-conference schedule now. But those kids play extremely hard. They're very physical, and they run around with a lot of passion. And got a lot of respect for Coach Viator and what he's been doing at that program, because those kids are playing at a high level. And, you know, they've gone up against ULM in the past, and they'll come out and fight you. They're a scrappy team as well.
You know, as we said, Coach, ULM is your next opponent. A late game on Thursday, October 10th, I believe, on ESPNU.
Yep.
And Caleb Evans, their quarterback, was at Sunbelt Media Day. Have you kept your eye on him? And what's your opinion on him, if you have one?
Yeah, he's fun to watch. You know, I don't know exactly what his stats are, but you know, I think he's up in the leaders of, you know, all-time Sunbelt conference players, and he's doing a great job. I think he's rushing for over 100, throwing for over 200 a game. You know, he's definitely going to be. Well, this is going to be one of the tougher tests that we will face as a defense. You know, I think our defense has played some good offenses and they're playing well. You know, I had a lot of respect for Georgia State's offense, and then you end up flipping the tape on to this team, and you're like, man, this is a pretty solid team as well. So, you know, Caleb Evans is a really good player, and, you know, definitely it's going to be a tough task for our defense.
Coach, and you mentioned your defense, and I'm kind of like, you also mentioned recruiting, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, the future of this program, what it looks like. We know this defense is, you know, really a really good one, one of the best in the Sun Belt right now, filled with veterans like Brian London, Nick Daniels, Anthony J. Taylor, Deshaun Waddy, Clifton Lewis. You know, what's it going to look like after those really key guys on defense are gone?
Yeah, you know, these kids have played a lot of football here, so, you know, we will be a little bit more inexperienced, but, you know, we're getting valuable playing time with some of these guys, like Markevian Coleman Binky. He comes in the game to fill in for Brian London and plays a great game, ended up getting a game ball. You got a lot of guys like that. You return the whole defensive line as well. But, you know, the voids in recruiting are going to have to be with linebackers, you know, because we have so many of them. We have 8 senior bodies right now that we've got to be able to fill the void. So we're going to bring in a lot of linebackers if we can. You know, we brought in a lot of good defensive backs right now that are contributing to our team, you know, with Kevin Anderson, Cameron Winters, and DeJordan Mask. Those three are playing a lot for us, and we're just going to continue to build off of that with some of these other younger guys that we got. But you look at the void on defense, it's going to end up we got to find ways to replace Ishmael Davis and some of those linebackers. And I think we got a pretty good plan in place right now.
All right, now more on a lighthearted note, Coach. Last week, Brian London joined the show, and, you know, we asked him about what his Madden rating would be. He said that would be a 98, and that way he could have room for improvement. Do you think that that's pretty close to where he's going to be at?
Yeah, I wonder what the 2% would be, I guess, his ability to run with football on his hands. You know, because we've already had that conversation with him when he had the interception versus A&M and how unathletic he looks for football. So I guess that's his room for improvement right now.
And then, you know, testing a little bit of your humility here, what's your Madden rating as a coach?
You know, I don't get into that. I'll be at just put me at a 50% right now.
And you never play any Madden, Coach?
You know, I haven't played that in a long time, you know, and I really haven't had much time for it. But, you know, I sit there and I watch our recruits and players. Our players do it in our players' lounge, and it's pretty entertaining to watch because you'll get 40 kids in the players' lounge and everybody choosing size and screaming and yelling. So I do enjoy that game and what it brings to, like, our team and to the discussions that we're having now. I haven't really had much time. But it's kind of like golf, you know. I don't really get to go out there and play very often.
Coach, 19,000 fans at last game as opposed to 15 roughly the week before. What message do you have for Bobcat Nation with more games on the docket this season?
Yeah, you know, I told last week to just keep showing up because we're going to keep building this thing together. And you know, we've stacked 2 home wins, you know, back-to-back, which that's the first time we've done that since 2013 here. And you know, a lot of it has to do with the support that we're getting, and I just encourage everybody to keep showing up. You know, we've got a national TV game on next Thursday that's going to be seen by a lot of people, and we need to bring it next Thursday.
If you're listening to KTSW 89.9, you're listening to an interview we have with head coach Jake Spavadal. Coach Spavadal thinks his Madden coaching rating is a 50 right now. I think that leaves a lot of room for improvement. Coach, we want to thank you for joining our show, as you have been doing for the past 3 weeks. We really appreciate that.
Hey, as always, look forward to the next week.
All right, sounds good. See
thank
you next
you, Coach.
Week.
All right, appreciate it.
That again, Coach Spavadal, head coach of Texas State football, hired back in November to try and turn this program around, and now has done something that the Texas State Bobcats haven't seen in what Andrew Zimmel calls, you know, we haven't won two home games since the entire time, two home games in a row the entire time I've been here. So, and I can agree more, even though he's been here longer than I have. So the football program has won two straight home games. Now it could get a third one against ULM, against Matt Viador's squad, and Caleb Evans, Donald Lewis Jr., also a defensive threat on that side of the ball for the ULM Warhawks. Like I said, they just took down South Alabama, which is a Sunbelt Conference opponent in the East division of the Sunbelt Conference. And, you know, South Alabama is no one to mess with, so I'm looking forward to this matchup that's going to be on ESPN Plus.
I totally agree with you, Garrett. And it's just pretty crazy every time, you know, you're watching the game or you hear the quarterbacks that have been through Coach Bav, Manziel, Kyler Murray, Kyle Allen, the new starter for the Panthers, Case Keenum. And I know there's at least like two or three more if one of y'all want to help me with the names. There's just so many, it's hard to keep track of.
No, I was just impressed with Will Greer,
yeah.
Greer was one. No, I was just impressed with Kyle Allen. He's 2-0 now as the Panther starter.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we've seen a number of interesting NFL things, especially the Cowboys taking an L last night. You Cowboy fans, you're not waking up pretty happy right now if you're a fan of this team against the New Orleans Saints. Of course, playing in New Orleans is no joke either. In other news, Vontaze Burfict gets suspended for a whole year after his hit against Jack Doyle,
yeah,
Indianapolis Colts tight end. Yeah, I mean, Connor shrugging his shoulders like, yeah, that's not really that much news.
Yeah, like, it's just, he's been doing it before. I mean, he knocked out Antonio Brown with that vicious hit in the, I believe it was in the playoffs one year.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
A lot of priors. It's really not that surprising. Maybe if it was like the first time he'd done something like this, but this is not even like the third.
It's a repeated
time.
History.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's one story there, but I'm trying to think of something else to talk about. I mean, I know that Texas State is on a bye this week. St. Marcus is on a bye this week. That's the story, that they're both getting byes this week. Texas State volleyball is heading on the road for more conference play. Soccer is going to have one away game, one home game. So you're not going to see a lot of us this whole weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Soccer team's been having a really rough go of it right now.
Yeah, after starting, I was hoping we would actually talk about that a little more. After starting 4-0, an unprecedented 4-0 nonetheless, they've gone 0-5-2 since being 0-2-1 in conference. And just looking at the stats here real quick, the opponents are really just outplaying them. 7 goals to the opponent's 8, a 0.64 goal average to a 0.73. See, the Bobcats do have more shots at 136-119, but their shots on goal are only 46-51, and the opponent is only 119. So having to straighten out the shots to make them more shots on goal is something that's definitely going to happen. But I know Coach Kat Connor and Kaylee Davis, Heather Martin, the leaders of this team, have the capabilities to be able to turn this program around.
Yeah,
no doubt about
really,
that.
A really, really good program that has a lot of infrastructure in place. When you talk about infrastructure, you talk about consistency. And, you know, when they find out something's wrong, they're going to fix it. I'm sure that Kat Connor's thoughts are, yeah, I mean, we've got some issues on defense or issues on offense. Haven't really got the story there, but there is more developing there, you know? And it's crazy. Only 2 goals or more in one game this year for the Bobcats. Any of their wins outside of that 2-goal win have been 1-0.
Yeah, everyone getting a taste of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The Warhawks, the volleyball just played them Sunday. Soccer plays them on Friday. And the football team plays them next Thursday.
I want to hear from you guys at KTSW Sports. Was that interview very good? How can we improve, guys? And also,
send us questions.
Yeah, send us questions. Yeah,
we can read them on air.
Read them on air. You know, that on Wednesday we'll take more questions. I think that's becoming more of a theme for Wednesday's show. Connor, I know you're the host of that show.
Yeah, I like it. I really like the dynamic of getting people's opinions, because our opinions, I mean, they matter somewhat because we're involved with the media, but getting other people's perspective is important as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to have games here, you know, something like, you know, combined stats over the weekend and you guessing and whatnot. So without being said, there's going to be some weather in the air. It's been kind of a weird weather weekend.
Rain or shine, our KTSW weather update has got your back.
That is one of the first times we've been able to play the one that says something about rain in there, because it actually did rain earlier this morning in San Marcos, and another stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. We have a high of 92 today. The overnight lows are 74. A chance of rain, a 40% chance, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow looking at a high near 95 with an overnight low. What's tomorrow? Tuesday night. 73.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exciting news there. Still hot here in Texas. What can you say?
The grass needs rain. Everything's so brown.
I know,
kinda
right?
Kind of need it.
Heading in October, we're still getting 90-degree days. Anyway, so you just listened to Bobcat Radio here on KTSW 89.9. Tune in with us on Wednesday for another episode. And then on Friday, we'll have an hour-long show for you for College Radio Day. Hit us up at KTSW Sports. I'm Garrett Martin, signing off.
Thank you.